T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Somebody's giving these fine people a wake-up call!
Wake up!
Wake up, wake up, wake up.
Wake up.
Wake up.
Wake up.
Don't just lay there.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony on 95.1 KFrog.
5:08 here at KFrog. Good morning. It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony. Morning, Kel.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ginny.
Good morning.
So a brand new list came out of the top TV shows binge watched across the U.S. I'm going to tell you the top five. You tell me if you've seen any of them, okay?
Okay.
All right. Number 5, Grace and Frankie.
Yes.
Yes.
4, The Marvelous Miss Maisel.
No.
Yes.
Number 3, Ozark.
Yes.
No.
Number 2, The Office.
Yes.
Yes.
Number 1, Game of Thrones.
No.
No.
Ginny, I'm surprised you finally gave me a no.
I was too busy watching the other ones to watch that.
Right?
I feel
so... But with everything going on with Game of Thrones, I feel like such a loser.
Right.
Like, everyone's like, oh my gosh, it's the finale. I got the Oreos. I did this. I've dressed up.
I feel
like,
so out of the loop.
I have no idea. I couldn't even tell you any of the characters' names.
And there's dragons. So much stuff going on.
Yeah. Yesterday, looking at Facebook, I was like, whoa. And it was funny because I did see somebody post, though. She was like, I am officially the 1%. The 1% that does not watch Game of Thrones. And I was like, no, right there with you.
It's awkward. I have no idea what's going on. I've never even heard, like, out of the top 5, I'm only number 2. I've only seen The Office about a billion times.
Oh, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, the ones are good.
Yeah.
Am I missing out?
Well, some of them are Netflix shows, too. And I know you said you don't have Netflix, so that could be some of it. Yeah. But no, those are some good shows. There are definitely some I would add, though, that I think are better binge-watching shows than those.
Because I was looking at the top 10, and again, out of all those, Friends was just another one I've seen.
That's yeah.
It, out of all those.
Friends always makes the list, though.
Yeah.
That's the best. But before we can start binge-watching any TV, we'll have Stagecoach tickets to give away this morning. 7:10, another round of the 10-question takeover. Your chance to take home 3-day passes to the festival coming up here on KFrog.
Let's go!
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
They're the first voices I hear in the morning.
Oh my God, I have to turn up the volume.
On 95.1 KFrog.
Luke Bryan right here on KFrog. Good morning, it's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony. And how nice is it to be Oprah?
Gosh, Oprah is just ridiculous rich. She's worth more than $2 billion. That's with a B. And when you have that kind of money, I mean, you can't have a normal life because you have all those luxuries of being a billionaire. And so Oprah recently was on The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, and they were talking about, you know, what aspects of your life are normal. And Oprah, you know, she's like, I'm pretty normal. Here's something normal that I do.
I travel with my own bread and I bring my own avocados.
Are you serious?
Yes, I do. So I have an avocado orchard. So I think
the story got not normal, Oprah.
No.
You just said I'm going to tell you something normal. Then you said I have an avocado orchard.
Yeah, not normal, Oprah. No, just because you travel with avocados, first of all, I don't think that's normal or bread.
Exactly.
And then, yeah, she goes on to say, you know, I think it's outrageous to pay for avocados, so I just got an orchard. Okay, not normal.
Easy fix, right?
Again, wow. You're a billionaire. But let me ask you guys, if you guys have Oprah's money, so you could have a lifetime supply or always have something with you when you travel, what is your go-to item? Kind of like Oprah's avocados.
Ooh.
Ketchup.
Ketchup? Oh, you are a big ketchup fan.
I'd have a tomato farm, so that way I can bottle my own ketchup, take it with me wherever I go.
You're like Ed Sheeran. Ed Sheeran has
He's a big ketchup fan. Yeah.
Huge ketchup obsession, so much so that somebody in his camp always has to travel with ketchup, so he has it on hands at all times.
That's genius, because you never know. It's like a terrible feeling when you have fries or eggs and there's no ketchup around.
Yesterday. That was you yesterday at lunch.
I told you.
I don't have any ketchup.
It's a disappointing lunch. So I would say ketchup.
Ginny, what about you?
You know what? I would have a masseuse.
Oh, that is a good
one. That's a really good one.
I get tired, my hand of scrolling on my phone, massage it. Oh, my foot hurts, massage it.
You're so bougie.
Oh, my shoulders.
I would probably do something along the lines of, like, Jenny, like, have somebody with me to do something. I would have a barista with me at all times.
Ooh, so
I
could always that's a good one for you.
My coffee exactly the way I want it, or tea or smoothie. And in the fall time, I could always have my pumpkin spice latte.
You're going to make them lug around all those machines and everything with you?
It's part of their job.
That's sad.
And I'm a billionaire.
The only morning show I wake up with.
In the morning.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
Now waking up.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
550 here at K-Frog. Good morning. It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony. You know, it's always a good day when you get compared to a dog.
I don't know about that. But yes, it is a battle of the beards between men and man's best friend. So we asked you yesterday on K-Frog's Facebook page, ladies, what do you think of guys' beards? Are they sexy? 59% of people said yes.
There you go.
That weighed in. However, a new study just came out that found that men's beards have more harmful bacteria in them than your dog's fur.
Ew.
Yeah, right? So check this out. This is a legit study that was done. It used 18 bearded men and 30 dogs of various breeds. All the men in the study ended up having a high microbial count, which pretty means they all had bacteria in their beard.
Ew.
Only 23 of the 30 dogs showed the same amount of bacteria on their fur. Now, to make matters worse, 7 of the men in the study actually had microbes that were harmful to humans in their beards.
It's kind of gross.
Okay, now my bearded friend Anthony, what do you have to say for yourself and your hairy he friends? Because reading this, I'm like, you need to put like a little mask over your beard or something because that's disgusting.
The male species is straight up lazy. I'll tell you that right now. They probably well, don't care for it like I do. I wash mine 3 to 4 times a week. You're not supposed to do it every day because it'll dry out your beard and your face. So okay. I'll shampoo and condition it every other day or so. And then I'll throw some beard oil in it. And then I just got turned on to beard softener, which I didn't know was a thing, which doesn't make it like as crispy. So it feels really nice right now.
Do you Lysol it?
No, I don't Lysol it. No.
Okay. No, have you read any of your stuff? Does it have any antibacterial stuff
in
it?
No, I'm sure it's fine.
Yeah.
Because I can understand why. No, it's a good beer. You can feel free to touch it later. I know you're staring at it.
I'm good.
They'll eat something and you get stuff stuck in it all the time. And they'll think, let me just wipe my face. Good. I'm clean. Don't need to worry about it.
Right?
And we'll clean it later. So, yeah, there are times where it does start to smell and it's gross. And yeah, it is nasty. You just need to care for it.
Okay. You're not selling the whole beer.
Be cleaner than a dog. I'm cleaner than a dog.
Are you?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Rooney and I, we have the same... same shower process.
Definitely take Rooney over you right now.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
In the mornings, in the car.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
Love it.
6:04 here on K-Frog. Good morning. It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony. Time to take a look at what's trending. A massive fire at Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris devastated large parts of the 850-year-old church yesterday. The cathedral's spire and 2/3 of the roofing were lost in the blaze. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. Rumors of a terrorist attack were quickly denied, and officials are saying it probably began as an accident during restoration work. It was heartbreaking watching that on the news yesterday, just watching it burn all throughout the day into the evening. Donations are starting to flow in to help rebuild the cathedral, including a very generous donation from Selma Hayek's husband, François-Henri Pinault, and his father of $113 million are donating.
Wow, that is amazing.
It is really cool. They own businesses like Gucci and Alexander McQueen, so they're not breaking the bank. So good for them for helping out.
And there have been a ton of celebrities who have stepped up too and been like, you know what, we need to get this back because it was just so historical. And seeing just the pictures of what it looks like now, it's amazing to see inside some of the structures that are still standing when you saw the video of the fire. Just amazing. Last night was a special celebration at Dodger Stadium. It was Jackie Robinson night to celebrate what would have been Jackie Robinson's 100th birthday. Now, his birthday would have happened on January 31st. Jackie Robinson was the first black major player in MLB history, playing for the Brooklyn Dodgers back in 1947. It was a really cool night last night, seeing all the pictures coming out on social media. In a rare appearance, legendary voice of the Dodgers, Vin Scully, was in attendance at the game, and he was joined with Jackie Robinson's widow, who was also there last night. The pictures are just amazing. And you know, the Dodgers, they just don't, okay, let's have a celebration. They do everything up. So like they normally do, everybody was wearing the number 42, which is now a retired number. They also had 42 current and former recipients of the Jackie Robinson Foundation Scholars. Now, these are all students who went to school schools that were attended by Jackie Robinson while he grew up near Pasadena, which is really cool. Jackie Robinson's siblings were also in attendance last night. They threw out the first pitches, and major league players made a $100,000 grant to the Jackie Robinson Foundation to honor his 100th birthday.
How awesome is that?
It was really cool, and it was just cool to see all the players talking about how special of a player Jackie Robinson was. I know watching the movie not too long ago, I was like, gosh, I mean, just back in that day, he was such a pioneer for baseball.
Yeah.
So the fact that he gets honored every year and what would have been his 100th birthday, I love it.
I love it. Yeah, they retire 42 around baseball, every team or 42. So that's really cool.
Very cool. Stick around. Going to try and hook you up with those Stagecoach tickets on the way. 7:10, going to be your chance to win your way into Stagecoach to see these guys. Here's Old Dominion.
Love the way to do get me started.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
Woo!
On 95.1 K-Frog.
6:25 here on K-Frog. Good morning. It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony on National Wear Your Pajamas to Work Day.
It's so funny. We were talking about this yesterday, and when I came into work, Mickey, who works overnights here, was like, where are your pajamas at? I thought you guys were really wearing your pajamas to work. I was like, no, nobody wants to see me come to work in my pajamas.
He was looking forward to it.
Not that I wear anything crazy, but... okay, you guys, if you had to come to work today and what you slept in last night, what are you wearing to work?
I would have been in just gym shorts.
Gym shorts?
I can't really sleep with too many clothes on. Mm-hmm. But two, I can't sleep all natural because we sleep with the dog and he sleeps under the covers, so I don't want him to... Never mind.
Yeah, because it's awkward. Okay.
Yeah,
so, Ginny, what did you sleep in last night?
I'm a t-shirt sleeper, so...
T-shirt. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I did just the yoga pants and a tank top last night. So mine wouldn't have been too bad.
Mm-hmm.
But I know there are some people out there, and we've already got the very first text message. I sleep naked, which could
thank
be
you
really
for that.
Awkward. Yeah, if it was wear your pajamas to work day and you showed up naked. And for us, like, it's not that bad. Like, I could come to work in yoga pants. Nobody sees us.
Half the time I come in sweats. Like, today I look like I could have slept in this.
Right. So we're going to ask you, if you had to go to work today and what you slept in last night... tell us about those PJs. And also, we want to know, where do you work?
Sorry, what's your place of business? What are you showing up in?
Sleeping naked and you're a dentist? Because that could be really awkward.
Naked lawyers out there.
Yeah. So we want to hear from you. You can call or text us right now.
1-888-431-3764.
Good morning. It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
Every morning.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
95.1 K-Frog 649 with the Wake Up Call. It's Kelly and Anthony on National Wear Your PJs to Work Day. Very nice lazy day for all of us today. We're not wearing our PJs, but hopefully you are. You have the option to today.
I don't know. Hopefully you're not, judging by these text messages, because we're asking you, if you had to go to work wearing and what you slept in last night, what are you wearing and where do you work? It would be a long day for this person. Says, I slept in short shorts and a tank top. I work for Costco in the refrigerator warehouse where it's 37 degrees. That would be horrible.
It's a little chilly. We shouldn't just frame this question up as, do you wear pajamas or not? Because the amount of texts that are coming in saying I sleep in the nude, it's ridiculous. Like this one says, I sleep naked and I'm a boat mechanic. Stay away from the propeller, my friend.
All right. This one says, I wore basketball shorts with no chonies last night, and I'm a Marine Corps recruiter.
Oh my gosh.
Come on. You sure you don't want to join?
Salute you, the little soldier.
All right. What did you sleep in last night? What do you do?
I spent the night at my boyfriend's, and he has baggy pajamas and big shirts.
All right. So you're wearing the boyfriend's pajamas.
Oh, yeah.
Where do you work?
I work at a supermarket.
Oh, okay. So you would kind of look like a bum checking everybody out.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay, that one's not too bad. Not compared to some of the text messages we're getting.
This one's pretty smart. It says, I normally sleep naked, but I work as an HVAC service tech. Last night, I fell asleep in my work clothes, so this morning, I was already dressed for work.
Ready to go. You're the only person, according to these text messages. I love this one that came in. It says, I could totally go to work in what I slept in last night. I slept naked. And I would still be better dressed than some of the women I work with. Yeah. And I work in administration.
Oh, no. All right. This one says, I wore a t-shirt to bed last night and I work in a men's prison. That might not be a good thing being a female.
Oh, no, not at all.
Calling sick.
Don't, yeah, that would be a bad one. All right. Let's hear it. What did you sleep in last night?
I normally sleep in my skibs, so.
So you're going to work naked.
Yep, yeah, and I work in construction, so that'd be kind of interesting.
Oh, careful, buddy.
You'd be the one getting all the cat calls.
That's right. You got to watch out for the heavy equipment.
Gosh.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
All right, check this out. When it comes to your insurance, you probably have car insurance. You have insurance for your house. You may even have life insurance. But do you have insurance in case you are abducted by aliens? Ridiculous, right? Well, not so much. There is an actual insurance company in Florida, because of course it would be Florida, who's offering alien abduction insurance with $10 million worth of coverage. So it covers medical care for psychiatric care afterwards, as well as sarcasm coverage to protect the person against hurtful comments from their family members. Now, if you double the coverage, it also protects you and any potential offspring that are a result of the abduction, or if you are eaten by the alien. Okay, this is legit, right? So this insurance company does all this, and then they say, okay, if you need to file a claim, you have to have a signature from a, quote, authorized onboard alien in order to get your insurance claim covered. The policy, yeah, it sounds like a complete joke, but there are still people who have actually bought into this. They have over 6,000 policyholders so far, and their rate for this is a $20 fee.
If there's one place this is going to work, it's Florida.
Most definitely. But
Jeez, can you hear that, though? Excuse me, when you're done probing me, can you sign this form?
Right?
Initial right here.
I was just reading this, and I'm like, oh my gosh, so ridiculous. It's funny, but I don't know. I also don't believe in aliens. I mean, I'm sure there's something out there, but I don't think aliens are coming to our planet and they're like probing us or doing anything like
they're
that.
They're up there wherever they're at just laughing at us right now with how silly everything is. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if I'd go as far as saying aliens are real. I think there might be something, some sort of life form out there. The galaxy's huge. Who knows what it is? Would I purchase the abduction insurance?
Uh-huh.
My wife would probably get upset if I did, so probably not.
You totally would. For $20, you totally would, huh?
Why not? It's a quick, it's a quick 20. Better safe than sorry.
It's insurance. The only like thing that would make this better is if they got Jose Canseco to be the actual spokesperson for this.
He's probably one running this whole scheme.
That would be amazing. I just want to see the
sunrise in your eyes. It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
On the radio.
I listen every morning.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
727 here at K-Frog. It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony. Ready to go with another round of the 10-question takeover for Stagecoach tickets. Are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go. Question number one. Ariana Grande brought out members from what former boy band at Coachella?
NSYNC.
NSYNC is correct.
All right, here we go. Question number two. This golfer made his comeback to win the Masters 14 years later.
Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods, you got it.
Question number three. Yesterday, a fire broke out at Notre Dame Cathedral. What city is the cathedral in?
Paris.
Paris is correct.
Question number four. How many tablespoons are in a cup?
There's four, eight, and eight.
No, not eight. Sorry. Do you know the answer to question number four?
Four?
No.
Four is not correct. Sorry. All right, still on question number four. How many tablespoons are in a cup?
I don't know.
Want to take a guess?
16.
16 is correct.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
All right. Number five, TMI is an abbreviation for what?
Too much information.
Too much information is correct.
Question number six. What planet is referred to as the planet of oceans?
Jupiter.
Not Jupiter. Sorry.
Thank you.
On question number six, do you know what planet is the planet of oceans?
Oh, gosh. Neptune?
Not Neptune. Sorry. All right. Still on question number six, it's simpler than you think. What planet is referred to as the planet of oceans?
Earth
is correct.
Took me all day yesterday to get that one. I had no clue. All right, question number seven. This movie features fighter pilots Maverick and Goose.
Top Gun.
Correct. Top Gun is right.
Like, come on, dude. Question number eight for you. The Calgary Flames and Colorado Avalanche will play each other today in what sport?
Hockey.
Hockey is correct.
Moving on to question nine. Jon Snow and Kit Harington are characters related to what TV show?
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones is correct.
Here we go. Question number 10. If you get this right, you win those Stagecoach tickets, okay?
Okay.
The lead singer of the band Poison will be performing at Stagecoach. What's his name?
Oh, man. Is it Brett Michaels?
It is Brett Michaels. You're going to Stagecoach.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
So serious. You are going to be there next weekend out in Indio. All threes, Luke Bryan, Sam Hunt, Jason Aldean, and so many more. We're hooking you up with tickets.
Oh, my God. I'm shaking right now.
Okay. How did you come up with Brett Michaels? Is somebody with you?
Yeah, I have my wife with me.
Okay. Did she know the answer?
She did.
What's your name and where are you calling from?
Aaron Calderon. I'm calling from Hemet.
All right. What's your wife's name? Because she's the true hero here.
Sarah.
I hope you're taking Sarah to Stagecoach, right?
Oh, she's definitely going. She's the one that converted me to country music.
We love
Sarah. Way to go, Sarah.
Well, you guys have a blast next weekend out at Stagecoach.
All right, thank you so much.
The morning comes, morning comes.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
I wake up, I turn on the radio.
On 95.1 KFrog.
7:50 with the Wake Up Call here on KFrog, and Kelly has your grab and go gossip.
It's brought to you by Dr. Troy Andreessen at plasticsurgery.com, or you can give him a call at 1-800-NEW-LOOK. There is definitely something in the water in Nashville because we have even more baby news. After being crowned sexiest Stagecoach artist, Kane Brown announced that him and his wife are expecting a baby. He shared the news on Instagram along with a picture of the sonogram. And you know what? That's not all for baby news. Today's show anchor Hoda Kotb had some exciting news to share this morning with her work family.
It's a girl. Oh, wow. Her name is Hope.
She announced that she adopted a second child, Hope Catherine, who will now join 2-year-old sister Haley Joy. Sorry about that. Yes, so cute. And I love that, you know, the work family was also excited for her. Big news for them. All right. We may already have our most viral song of the year thanks to Lil Nas X and Billy Ray Cyrus. If you haven't heard Old Town Road, well, it is a song that's definitely making some waves, but it's also making history.
Wow.
It was streamed 143 million times. Now, the record was previously held by Drake's song In My Feelings. Billy Ray Cyrus has to be super excited about this because this is his first number one song.
Hey, Billy Ray.
I had to go back and look at it. I was like, Achy Breaky Heart wasn't a number one song. Peaked at number four back in 1992. Now he teams up with Lil Nas X and he gets a number one
song.
That's
all it took. I may have contributed to a lot of those streaming numbers, by the way.
I was listening to the other day with my husband and I was like, okay, I totally get it. It is so catchy. I think we are going to hear it 8,000 times out at Stagecoach.
If that, yeah.
Yeah, probably a little bit more.
Wake up every morning.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
I listen to the radio in the morning.
On 95.1 KFrog.
All right, let's take a look at what is trending. Luke Bryan's gearing up for football season as he gets set to join ABC's first primetime coverage of the NFL draft. Really excited for this. Bryan's going to be joining hosts Robin Roberts along with ESPN's Reese Davis and Kirk Herbstreit for the night coverage. So this isn't the first time Luke has dipped his toes in the football world. He served as Game Day's guest picker during their show last season. Here's what I think is interesting. Night number one of the NFL draft will feature Luke live from Nashville, Tennessee on Thursday, April 25th. You know what he's doing the next night?
He's April 26th. Stagecoach.
That's Stagecoach. He's headlining night number one. He's going to be a busy guy.
Well, he's also doing American Idol. Yeah.
He's got to leave Stagecoach for Idol, too.
There's a lot going on for Luke Bryan.
Goodness, Luke. Chill.
Hey, coming up on Sunday, Easter. Yes, and the National Retail Federation is saying 8 out of 10 adults plan to celebrate Easter this year, and it is going to be a lot of spending on our way to Sunday. They say the average person is going to spend $151, which comes out to a total of $18 billion in total spending for just Easter. Of course, the top seller is going to be the Easter candy. I'm sure those disgusting peeps will get a little credit here, although Woo! I would say it's the Reese's peanut butter eggs.
Those are
good. Check this out. I thought this was so interesting. Speaking of candy, 87% of consumers will purchase candy for the holiday. That's going to be about $2.4 billion worth of candy, which is more than what people spent on candy for Halloween.
Wow, I didn't
seriously
know that.
Right? I read that and I was like, that is crazy because, I mean, I automatically associate Halloween with candy because of all the trick-or-treating, and then I got to buy, you know, a bag or bag and a half to eat myself.
Yeah, but now that I think about it, I feel like Easter candy is higher quality, so it probably costs more.
Maybe that's what it is. Yeah,
that's
people aren't handing out the dum-dums.
Yeah.
You're there buying candy for themselves.
You go cheap for Halloween.
I just thought that was so crazy. I'm like, I thought Halloween would be for sure the top one. Big things people are spending money on, of course, going to be over $5 billion on food, over $3 billion in clothing, and then over $2 billion in Easter gifts. Jeez. I didn't realize Easter was so expensive.
I didn't either.
Didn't know the Easter Bunny was made out of money. Back in my day, some of the eggs had like sticks and mud in them.
Where did you grow up?
Man, this inflation is going everywhere.
Good morning, everybody.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
Rise and shine.
On 95.1
KFrog. 95.1 KFrog. It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony. And who is this and where are you calling from?
Good morning. This is Wendy from Paris.
All right, Wendy, you are on to play B.O. or B.S. This is going to be your chance to win tickets to see Brothers Osborne. We're going to give you some tweets. You tell us B.O. if it's from Brothers Osborne or B.S. if it's from somebody else, okay?
All right, we're going to try.
All right, here we go. Here's your first one. Can we start calling raisins grape jerky?
B.S.
No, that's B.O. That's bros.
That was Brothers Osborne. And I totally agree. Why isn't it? That would make sense.
It should be, yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Here we go. Here's your second one. Art is as much a necessity as indoor plumbing. Yeah, you don't need it, but without it, your life would be poop.
I'm going to go with Brothers Osborne.
You would be correct. That is Brothers Osborne, and they did not say poop. I had to say poop for that.
I was like, yeah, you kind of stuttered a little bit.
You needed to go bleep.
Yeah, we needed a bleep button.
All right, Wendy, you nail this one. You're going to see Brothers Osborne. I got my mom an iPod Shuffle for Christmas. This is going to be amazing.
BS.
BS is correct. You're going to see Brothers Osborne.
Get ready to hit the fair, the OC Fair. Brothers Osborne playing at the Pacific Amphitheater on July 25th. You just won tickets before they even go on sale.
Yay!
If you want to check out Brothers Osborne at the Pacific Amphitheater, get your tickets this Saturday, 10 a.m., Ticketmaster.com. Wendy, don't you worry about it.
All right. Fernando will be very happy.
All right. You didn't tell us. Who was the last tweet from?
That was Ryan Reynolds.
Oh.
Arguably one of the funniest people on Twitter.
He is great. And yes, buying any type of electronics for family members.
Right.
Here, Grandma, here's a new iPhone. Never a good mix.
Here we go. Waking you up with the most country.
Wake up in the morning.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony on 95.1 KFrog.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.